joining me now, Julia Armstrong, director of Honk Junior Albatross Musical Theatre Company's junior production. It's taking to the stage. How are you this morning, Julia?
Fine, thank you. Beautiful day, isn't it?
It's a stunning morning. And how did rehearsals go? I know you had a really big day yesterday. How did that all go?
Yes, we had a fabulously big day from about 9 in the morning till later on in the afternoon. Great rehearsal. The kids are so responsive and working really, really hard. I mean, we're all working hard, but the children are really fabulous. And we're at the stage we should be at now, looking bright. We had a costume rehearsal yesterday, and the sets are all getting together, set crew's all in, so it's really coming together.
It is really awesome when we get to these final stages and you do get to practice in costumes and with the sets, and I got to see a bit of the set yesterday. It looks incredible, and this one is coming up quickly. It's perfect timing for school holidays. So, Honk Junior, what's the storyline of this one again?
The story is the story of the Ugly Duckling, the old Hans Christian Andersen tale of finding yourself and believing in yourself. And Ugly is he gets rejected from the farmyard by the other farmyard creatures and his duckling brothers and sisters. And he goes off into the marshland very upset. He's befriended by a mean, nasty cat and a set of old geese squadron who try to find his home for him. And then he realises that it's okay to be different and to be himself.
Really important message. I know that's something that Jam is really strong on, that everyone should be included and, you know, everyone is one and we're all special in our own way.
That's exactly right. At Jam, we accept every child. Every child gets a part in the show, whether they're able to sing beautifully or whether they are able to dance fabulously. Everybody's in. We've got quite a few children with varying disabilities, but they're all included, and it's great for the able children to understand it's okay to be different and to support these children in their performances.
And I was speaking to someone who was taking their kid along, and not only does she think it's a good chance for him to see a musical and get involved, but it's also really cool because one of his friends is actually on stage. So with so many locals in this production, you're bound to know someone up on stage.
Yeah, it's very likely. We've got 50 kids actually on stage, but we've also got a team of about 10 stage crew who are all ex-JAM kids. Because JAM, we include children from 10 to 15. We find that's a really good working age group.
Mm-hmm.
So once you've graduated from JAM, you can go and work in the backstage area. The costume's virtually run by a 16-year-old ex-JAMer. Her mother is supporting her. She's organising and preparing all
wow.
the costumes.
And I know from working with kids, that's quite a job. So she's doing a really good job at it. And we're playing some of the songs now in the background. We've got some really talented singers in the area, don't we? We're going to see some of them take to the stage for this one.
We have James Tebbett is playing Ugly, and he's 13. And, of course, it's really quite a difficult job for a young boy to be told he's ugly all the time. But he's so confident he's managing it. Kira Sater is playing his mother, and she's only 12. She's got this most mature, strong, beautiful, resonant voice, but she's just marvellous, and she's supported by a really big lot of very clever kids as well. Both of those children have played in JAM productions before. They work hard. They don't just come along for, you know, just for a little one-off thing. They commit themselves very much to AMTC, which is, you know, we're very proud of that.
Yeah, and which is why we all need to support this one as it takes to the stage for the school holidays. There's so many locals involved who put in lots and lots of hard work, and it's really incredible that we could get the chance to come and see this one live on stage and support you and support these kids as they take to the stage. So tickets are on sale now for performances during the school holidays, is that right?
That's correct. We've got one on Thursday the 29th at 5:30. Then there's a 2 p.m. show on the Friday the 30th and a 7:30 show for the grandparents to come from Sydney and things like that. A good different times.
Excellent. And this one is at the Shoalhaven Entertainment Centre, so just an amazing venue.
Yeah, on the big stage.
So incredible. I'm sure the kids are pinching themselves, and I'm really excited. Julia, the director of Honk Junior, the Albatross Musical Theatre Company's junior production, they are taking to the stage for Honk. Please grab your tickets, these kids. All the backstage team have worked incredibly hard, so please head along and support. Julia, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much for having us on, Abby. It's great. Thank you.
Abby and Riley, weekdays from 6 on Power FM.